Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of news items related to DC sport today that we've got to hit. Ron Rivera is headed back to college. He's going back to school Billy Madison style. He is apparently going to be named the general manager of California football. So this is a new thing.
Yep.
But with college football becoming professional, essentially, with players all getting paid to play now in NIL, instead of just having an athletic director and a head coach, teams are actually building front offices. Bill Belichick, as an example, when he took the job at UNC, brought his former GM in the NFL at one point in time, Michael Lombardi, with him to be the GM at the University of North Carolina with the Tar Heels. So Rivera texted a bunch of folks in the media today, including Adam Schefter, who said Coach Belichick has made going back to school cool. Rivera texted reporters today, stay tuned, I am coming home, Cal Athletics, Cal Berkeley. So it sounds like the reports that he's going to take a GM job at the college level are true. He got an interview with the Jets this offseason. I thought that was just kind of a, you got an agent who's got relationships. I mean, the Jets were interviewing anyone. I think if you would have called them, Danny, you might have gotten an interview.
It would have been
Mike
nice.
Mike Loxley interviewed with the Jets, for God's sake. I mean, they were just talking to anyone and everyone that was willing to sit down with them for an hour on Zoom. But Rivera back to college, back to Cal, where he went and played.
I think, actually, this is the perfect role for him. We beat up on him a lot. I know I do specifically. But this is exactly where he should be. Like, the strengths of Ron Rivera to me are not being an actual, you know, normal football general manager. He was not qualified to do that. But the, like, behind the scenes, keep order and keep young men accountable part of things. Like, think about how great he was in 2020 as the world is melting, right? Like, everything going on socially, everything going on with pandemic and things like that. He was exactly what this franchise needed, that stable hand. Well, it's not like that all the time, of course, in college, but you're dealing with adolescent kids that have, you know, wild schedules and irresponsibility and things and try to get them all on the same page. Like, that's what he should be doing. He should be working with young people, shaping them into quality young men. Actually,
and don't forget, for all of our cynicism and all the shtick we do, and look, he did a really bad job. Let's just call it what it is. Specifically as a general manager, less so as a coach. But it just didn't go well. He's a good human being. He's a person that you want around your organization because he of his decency, I would say, and his relationship building prowess. But also, as you said, around young people. Mm-hmm. Like, think about some of those videos that we were so excited about when he first got hired in Washington, where he was sitting there. I can't remember who the player was in Carolina, but a guy had just had a tragedy and lost his brother in a shooting or something, and he's sitting next to him, and Rivera's got his arm around him. Or even here, where Jeremy Reeves lost his mother, and he has this exchange with him in his office, and you know everyone's crying, including me watching it. Like, there is that very human element to him where I think you get him around some young people, he'll shape them into being better men. I really believe that.
Me too. So that, to me, this is perfect. He should not be an NFL head coach. He should not be an NFL general manager, certainly, or in charge of personnel or otherwise. But this is actually, because it's not like, when you think of GM, we're just sitting here saying he's a bad general manager, and he was, but it's different with college football, I think. It's not your traditional GM role. You still have coaches that are going to do most of the recruiting and stuff and get all the pieces to fit and things like that. But you know, sort of helping establish culture, you know, accountability. Like, he should be the guy meeting with one of the kids. Hey, how come you haven't gone to class in 4 weeks? You know what I mean? Like, how come we're getting reports from the university police that you're staying up too late and playing music at all hours of the night? Whatever. That's great for him. And I'm not being dismissive or flippant about that. I think that's his calling. I think it'll be great at that.